This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel announced on Sunday it recovered the bodies of 6 hostages in Gaza, including an Israeli-American, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The White House is expressing sorrow over the 6 hostage deaths in Gaza, including that of 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Polin, whose parents spoke at the Democratic National Convention last month.
Hirsch, if you can hear us, we love you. Stay strong. Survive.
The 23-year-old was seized by militants at a music festival during the October 7th massacre by Hamas. His arm blown off, throwing back a grenade militants had tossed. Now a family spokesman says,
I thank you all for your love and support and ask for privacy.
Officials say Goldberg Polin and 2 others were to have been released in the latest ceasefire deal that stalled. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel's main union on Sunday ordered a nationwide general strike after soldiers recovered the bodies of 6 killed hostages from the Gaza Strip, where the military is battling Palestinian militants. In the evening, tens of thousands of Israelis gathered in the streets of Tel Aviv and other cities to protest the government and call for a hostage release deal. The head of Israel's powerful trade union ordered a complete strike for Monday in support of the hostages. The United Nations, in collaboration with Palestinian health authorities, began to vaccinate children in the Gaza Strip on Sunday, with Israel and Hamas agreeing to brief pauses in their 11-month war to allow the campaign to go ahead.
We target the central zone in Gaza, and we are targeting 157,000 children under 10. We will do that for 3 consecutive days, and if needed, we will add a day.
This is VOA News. Moscow on Sunday claimed to have intercepted 158 Ukraine-launched drones overnight, VOA's Arash Arbasani reports.
That attack followed a major shakeup of Ukraine's military.
I have decided to replace the commander of the Air Force of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. We must strengthen ourselves, take care of our people, take care of our personnel, take care of all the warriors. Glory to Ukraine.
The high-level firing followed news of a fatal crash of an F-16 warplane during a Russian bombardment. Ukraine received the jet from its Western partners. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
The ruling Botswana Democratic Party on Sunday launched its manifesto in the Southern African nation, which goes to the polls in a general election later this year. Widely expected to be in October, voters will cast ballots for president and local authorities in the polls, in which current 63-year-old President Mogwetsi Masisi can stand for another term. The presidential contest will see Masisi face off against an opposition coalition. In April 2018, Masisi became leader under the BDP's carefully choreographed succession, in which then-president would step down 18 months before the next elections. A German far-right party is set to win its first state election after Sunday's vote, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The far-right party Alternative for Germany, or AfD as it's known, was on track to become the strongest party in a state election for the first time in the country's east, and at least a very close second to mainstream conservatives in a second vote, according to projections. The mainstream opposition Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, has led Saxony since German reunification in 1990. A new party founded by a prominent leftist was also making an immediate impact, while the parties in Chancellor Olaf Scholz's unpopular national government were set for weak results. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of demonstrators gathered in Istanbul to protest recent legislation that critics say is leading to the killing of stray dogs across Turkey. Last month, legislators approved the new law aimed at removing millions of stray dogs from Turkish streets, citing safety concerns. Animal lovers fear it will lead to widespread culling of dogs, ending up in disease-ridden and overcrowded shelters. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the law was necessary to deal with the country's stray dog problem. Sunday's protesters called for the law to be repealed, brandishing posters reading, "Shelters are death camps," and "Withdraw the bloody law." I'm Joe Ramsey.